Baby, we can make it if we're heart to heart. All right, is everybody ready? White Brian, you ready? Nothing's gonna stop us now. This song makes me think of one man, a man of the cloth, a man built to bring people together, Mr. Rev T. Hello, Reverend. How do you do?
I've been traveling, I've been searching, I've been marching, I've been preaching, I've been teaching, I've been sometimes say people that I've been reaching. But one thing that's definite and good and true, that they came out my mouth through my actions, through the way I talk and I walk with this burgundy gold, that's damn sure true. And I've been telling these people to do what, JP? Believe.
Believe.
And I've been asking the question from the jump. I just ain't jump on no JD5 ship. I've been asking these people from week one. I've been saying, what? Why not us? Why not us with our offense? Why not us with our defense? Why not us with our special team? But old Trump, man, oh, they been standing on it like they can't. Why not us right now? In this moment, in this presence, in this time, in this place, command the nation. J.P. Finley, B. Mitch, Jeff Walker, Landfield with the Seth Field, my 106.7 The Fan family. Ask yourself, ask your neighbors, ask all these families in the DMV right now. Why not us? Why not us? Y'all know who the people's hype, man, and I ain't never short of my words. L.A., Philly, wherever they going today, I'm trying to get there somewhere in the atmosphere. Why not us? Why not us? The people's hype, man. Say it with me, y'all.
Rev T. Hey, Rev, you got to add White Mike to the crew.
White Brian.
White Brian.
Why not us? Why not us, White Mike? Why not us?
Please,
baby, march with me. Ow! Ow! Love somebody.
Love somebody. Appreciate you, Reverend. White Brian, do you prefer White Brian or White Mike? Do you have a preference?
Honestly, either one's fine.
Okay, great. Now that may confuse
you. I know nobody wants to call you a different name. Just your name's Brian, right?
Yeah, his name's Brian, and he's White Brian because you're Brian.
Yeah, I'm Brian's just saying, name is Brian, before. Right?
Yes, his name is
he's Brian. Either he White one counts. Mike when the vodka hit.
Oh, when the vodka hit,
when the vodka Mike? Hit, that's when he White Mike.
You guys doing shots in there? I know Tarek dropped off Irish Red vodka. I mean, that's... If there's anything this day needs...
How does that taste, Jeff?
I ain't tried none yet because nobody wanted to take a shot with me.
Man, you ain't pour it.
That's true.
Okay, let's do it.
Mama Stu is on the line.
Mama Stu, where you been?
Hello, Mama.
Oh, man. Plantation got me locked down a couple days a week, so I can't call in during the times. I'll be bad. I listen to y'all, though, at my desk.
All right.
But, you know. But listen, guys, first of all, my heart can't take it. Like, these guys be coming down to the final seconds of the game. But one thing I know for sure, that kid, number 5, if he got the ball, forget about it. The game is over. I done seen Joe Theismann. I done seen, Doug Williams. I done seen Mark Rippon. This guy, I've never seen anything like it. Like, this guy is amazing. I am pumped. I was so nervous yesterday. I had butterflies the whole game. But what I'm trying to tell y'all is, oh, my God, let's go. We're in the playoffs, baby. And one more thing, fun fact, did y'all know that me and Coach, Rev T, are high school classmates?
Whoa.
Yes.
Hold up, you and Rev T were classmates?
Yes, we went to Woodrow Wilson Senior High School. Go Tigers. It's so hard to be a Tiger.
Up on Nebraska Ave?
So hard to be a Tiger. So hard to be a Wilson Tiger.
Okay. Yes. I think it's called Jackson Reed now.
No, not when I went there.
Fair enough.
Not when I went there. I love you guys. Keep doing what you're doing. And, Brian, I must say, you look awfully good in that tutu.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
I love you guys. Y'all have a great show.
Thank you, Mama. Appreciate you. Jeff has informed me that Jeff never got to do his credit pie. So, Jeff,
he made sure you remember that.
Please, Jeff, without further ado.
For my credit pie, it's going to be very simple. I just want to give 100% to God. for all the misery that we went through the last 30 years, for the coaching regime that we just had, for the ownership, because whatever happened during then, it's led to now, and I can only be thankful, because, you know, the horse is always ready for battle, but victory comes with the Lord.
You love that.
You are a fool.
You wanted to make sure we got that in?
Yes.
Is that what that was
because,
all about?
Because God in 2024, he looked down on the Washington Commanders organization and said, I'm going to bless these people with their quarterback, and we got him.
Got him, bro.
We got him.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
I got you, Jeffrey.
That was Jeff. Let's go to Luke in North Carolina. What up, Luke? How you doing, bud?
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
What's
Thank
up,
you
brother?
So much for taking my call.
All right.
Long-time listener, die-hard fan for a long time, I mean, for as long as I can remember. I'm 33, so this season has been the most exciting and energetic season I've ever experienced. So I just feel like we're so fortunate as a whole fan club, really, to be experiencing what we're experiencing, to have the presence of now, and to really understand what we've been through, and then to, like, if for me personally, like, I've always followed him really deeply and always pulled for him super hard. Like, my best friend's a Giants fan, and it's kind of, you know, I was able to text him, like, y'all do this every year. You freaking are terrible, and then next thing you know, you win a game, and then you ruin your draft shot, you know, just like we used to pretty much. But it's just exciting. I've always, like, pulled for the Redskins so hard. Like, 2 years ago when we weren't that good, I'm like, all right, $100 a game that we're better than you, to my best friends with the Giants. And of course I owed him some money that year, but anyways, I appreciate y'all taking my call. My credit pie is gonna go, I did really, of course, obviously 51% I'd say to Jaden. He took that game over in the end and really was just like, you know what, we'll put it on me and we'll do this. And so I'm like, of course, I get 51%. But I was really like, when halftime came around, we were down 17-7. I looked at my girl and I said, all right, I'm not used to us coming out of half. Like, this year is totally different, right? But prior, I'm like, there's no chance. I'm like, this is really all about coaching right here. Like, we're going to really find out how we look after this half, because I really believe in this coaching staff. And so, like, to get present in that moment and call it out, and then to see the turnaround that we had, I had to give percentage to Joe Witt, who I thought, you know, had a great game plan in the second half, really adjusted some things. And I thought we really, just the fact that after we got the ball for 8.5 minutes, so another 10% will go to Clifton, because I thought in the second half we changed things up. We were able to start getting some yards. Something happened with Chris Rodriguez coming into the game, so he should probably get a little percentage, but I didn't put it on there. But I could sum up the whole game, like, 100%, honestly, to one play. And it's only because this play kind of ignited the inspiration to realize, like, this defines the entire season. And that was Jeremy McNichols on 4th and 5. And he catches that ball, and he's got to beat two guys. And I'm like, there's no way. And the way that he stood on his feet, you know, the fact that it was like, keep fighting, the grit, keep pushing, centered and intentional. Like, I feel like our whole season has come down to
intentionality, bro. Intentionality. Yes, they've been preaching that since August. Thanks for the call, Luke. Appreciate you, bud. One of the parts of that I really liked was Luke kept mentioning his buddy that's a Giants fan that he likes to talk trash to.
Was it you, Mike? So, I mean, Brian?
Yeah, White Brian. Are you the Giants fan that he's been talking trash to?
No, but I might as well be.
Just Brian, just so we're clear real quick, the Giants won yesterday to get to 3-13.
And dropped from number one to six, right?
Number one to number four.
Number four. Wow.
And your guy Brian Daboll took a whole bunch of victory laps and just said, this is what happens when you get good quarterback play. Not to mention he had already started Drew Lock at various times. So I just checking in on you, Big Blue. You took your beanie off. Is that because of the headphones?
Yeah, we'll blame it on the headphones.
Why Brian's so nice, it's hard to talk
trash to him.
Yeah.
He just agrees to all your trash talk.
Marcus, what up, man? You got a credit pie?
Yes, I do, guys. First of all, happy holidays to all of you guys. But I wanted to say right off the bat, the man that I call Josh Harris, a.k.a. Boss Hog, because that's what he is, the Boss Hog, I give him 50% because
there you
go. Started with him. It started with him, guys. I mean, let's be real here, bringing in the right people, those people drafted J.D. Five. So without Boss Hogg, none of this really happens. And I give 50% to the coaches and the players. I'm going to make it real easy on you guys. But I'm happy the Giants fell from the first pick to the fourth pick. That's fantastic. I am very happy that they're miserable. Giants fans are pissed. And this Cowboy game, guys, we have to really watch it because Dallas would love to end the season sweeping us. They would love to ruin the party. We don't want to go into the playoffs getting swept by the sorry Dallas Cowboys.
No argument there. Thanks, Marcus.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, buddy. Our guy Justin is down in the RVA. Justin, what you got, bud?
What up, Jay?
Hey, what's up, guys?
We're good, man.
Hey, I just wanted to give my credit pie. I'm 26 years old. So, I mean, it's been nothing but pain and misery my whole life. It's almost like Bigfoot. My dad's always said, oh, yeah, you know, you hear that it exists, a winning team, but never seen it. Last time they won a playoff game, I was 8 years old. Damn, I want to give 100% of my credit pie to Jaden Daniels. He's brought me so much hope and excitement this year. I mean, I thought this year was going to be a rebuilding year, like we'd win six games or something like that. Maybe we'd have another bust rookie like we've had in the past. But, I mean, it's been absolutely amazing. I mean, and even more than that, he's an unbelievable human being. You hear him in the press conferences and the post game. He's even keel. All he wants to do is win. He doesn't care about personal accolades. I mean, it's just a dream to have a quarterback like this. I hope he stays healthy and just keeps progressing because it's been an amazing season.
All right, brother.
Appreciate you, Justin.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks for listening,
bud.
Yeah,
sure. Mm-hmm.
We're going all over the country today. Now we had a Luke in North Carolina. Now we got Luke in Colorado. Luke, you're up.
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
How are you, buddy?
Me, Mitch, longtime fan, watched you live in 95 down here in Mile High.
Live in 95? You had a monster game in that week, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, freaking John Elway threw a Hail Mary to beat the Skins that day. But I was locked in, long time, career-long Skins fan from that day.
Very cool. What'd you think of yesterday, bro?
Oh, my goodness. What a win. What a season. You know what I mean? I got my credit pie here. I got Jaden getting 50%. Like the other Luke said from North Carolina, that the halftime adjustments I thought were crucial. I thought when they came out in the second half, put the clamps on the run game, gave us a chance to get back in the game. The third quarter was unreal. You know what I mean? Basically having the ball the whole quarter. That O-line, a couple of O-linemen going down a little bit. I thought they came in, the backup O-line, so I'm going to give the O-line 5%. I'm going to give the coaching staff 10%. I'm going to give the defense 5% for the big improvement in the second half. And OZ, I'm going to give him 5%. I would have bumped him up to 10, but he had that little drop, you know what I mean, right there in the crucial moment. But still a solid game. Breaking a lot of tackles, running hard, nice little picking up the slack for Noah being out. Zach Ertz got the game winner, so he's got to jump up to 10%. And, you know, can't forget about Mr. Harris, you know what I mean, 10% in the ownership group. I saw Magic tweeted out a dope tweeted after the game.
Oh yeah,
thank you, buddy.
Yeah, that's what I got, guys.
Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you, Luke. So Luke is a hardcore Burgundy and Gold fan living in Denver, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he referenced that famous '95 game B had in Denver playing for the Skins. Now, Jeff, are you available to answer a few questions here, Jeffrey? Now, Brian had one rush for 36 yards and a touchdown in that game. Pretty damn impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Another catch for 14 yards. So on two touches, you had 50 yards from scrimmage.
Yeah.
That's a YPC of 25 yards.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Now, Jeff, you were quite a football player in your days at Fairmont Heights, right?
Yes.
And did you return kicks and punts?
Actually,
I returned one kickoff in my high school career. You wouldn't believe how far it went.
House call?
No, I wasn't
you
dead.
Stumbled on your legs and fell.
Nah, somebody ran up on him, caught him from behind.
47 yards.
And 47 yards.
Look, we were getting caught. Yeah, we were getting smoked.
I'm not sure I'm going to care about this whole story. I'll give you a chance, but hey, look, it's going to be a quick trigger here.
So, I get the ball.
Okay, first, I'm going to go back to talking about Brian. We're talking about an NFL game in Denver.
I channeled my inner B-Miss before I even knew him.
You're going to ruin the bit.
Okay,
please.
Go ahead. I'll save it for off air.
Yeah, I can't wait. Bemidji had 5 kick returns for 188 yards in that game.
Mm-hmm.
That's good for 37.6 yards per return in that contest in Denver. Now, Lanfield, I ask you, if I told you Bemidji had 1 punt return for 52 yards, surely that got to the end zone, right?
Sure. Nah.
52-yard punt return, you got caught?
Out of bounds. I didn't get caught. We were running, and they were all there, and I got tackled.
I'm just saying, 52 yards, that's got to be a house call, B.
This dude here trying to find a way to mess it up. That was over 200. I mean, 200 and what? Almost 300 yards,
return
dog.
Yards, you are at 88 plus 52. I think that's 240. And then another 50 from scrimmage. Pretty good.
Come on, Jay.
It's 290. I'm just saying, if it's me and I account for 290 yards, total yards, one touchdown, man,
got us up. They stopped kicking to me after a while.
I mean, the fact that you only have 1 punt return, yeah, they stopped kicking to you. How many times did they punt?
I know they punted one time.
That dude wasn't lying when he said Bemidji had a hell of a game. Let me track punts. This is me nerding out here. Yeah, dude, they just stopped kicking to you.
Oh, yeah.
The guy, Tom Ruin, punted twice. Only one of them was in bounds. I'm just saying, B, 52-yard return, you got a house call that, man.
That's what they say, Jay.
Who was special teams at that point? Severe? Who was the coach?
94-5?
95.
Might have been Rodriguez at that time.
Would he give you a hard time or just be happy with the return?
No, you get a 52-yarder, you cross the midfield, boom. You know, I ran through traffic, Jay.
Yeah, I guess I just demand excellence. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.